The Dean Show.
Wrestling!
Okay, this is the wrestling show. Now, before we get Josh on and do the week's wrestling, which will hopefully include Raw, SmackDown, Raw, ECW, and also SmackDown this week, I'm going to review a house show I attended. Now, the other thing is that it's possible that Josh won't make it on the show. We're not sure just yet. So, the house show was as follows. Okay, so the first thing, we have Matt Hardy comes out to open the show versus Eric Escobar. No one knows who that is. Come on, Hardy chants occur. And Hardy chants and stuff. This one kid shouts, "Come on, Hardy, fight back." I'm sorry, do you understand wrestling at all? Do you understand how this works in any way? Evidently not. Now, side effect happens. And, let's see. These notes are hard to read. It was dark. Second rope, elbow to neck occurs. And twist of fate, Hardy over to huge pops. Of course, he gets, like, the biggest pops of the night. Almost. Second, we had Dolph Ziggler. Huge boos. And you suck chants. Interrupted by R-Truth's "What's up?"
Ah,
I hate R-Truth. So, rapping and WhatsApping occurs for about 5 minutes, and Ziggler attempts but fails the WhatsApp. And now the old stomp stomp clap occurs from the fans. And now we have a Jakara style dance off. "Where is Amasis?" I wrote down. Now the referee, Charles Robinson, I believe, does some WhatsApp. That was after the match, during the match, I don't know. Corkscrew crossbody. Ziggler over. I apparently wrote on the same line twice in the dark, so I'm trying to work out which is in the foreground, which is in the background. Ziggler gets it. Basically, a non-finisher was the win for the move, and now Tony Chimmel dances and WhatsApps. I don't even know who won. Corkscrew, crossbody. Looks like R-Truth must have won then. Yeah, he won with that corkscrew crossbody move that he does, okay? Now, Divas match, huge cheers, not sure why. Beth Phoenix and Michelle McCool versus Mickey James and Katie Lee Burchill. Since this makes none. She's a heel. Cradle Mickey over. Now then, Drew McIntyre out. He hates Northern Ireland a lot, so out comes Belfast's own Fit Finlay. Gets the hometown hero pops. Celtic Cross steamroller type of move thing, and that happens. Unfortunately, he Finlay does a backslide. Ref's distracted with a shillelagh. Then it gets reversed by Drew, and he steals the win. No one ever wins in their hometown. Then an Intercontinental title match. Morrison! Huzzah! I got to see the John Morrison in person. He took on the Rey Mysterio. I wrote down, "Will be bueno." So we had Greco-Roman knuckle lock. Began and then into like the sit down, stand up on the shoulders and stuff. Pulled right up onto the shoulders. Let's see what happened. Notes are almost unreadable. Ray does a Hurricane Rana over the ropes to Morrison. We have a slingshot leg drop. Ray off the top rope but gets caught in a drop kick. Morrison standing moonsault followed by a capoeira leg drop. Seated senton and springboard crossbody by the Rey Mysterios. Then split-legged corkscrew moonsault was escaped. 619, but Rey misses the splash to follow up. Then a 619 escaped springboard kick, followed by the split-legged corkscrew moonsault. 1, 2, 3, huzzah! Morrison, Morrison, and so on. Now, the Honey Monster comes out for some sort of "what place is this" win tickets thing. ECW Championship, Christian versus Regal. About 3 people clapped for Regal's entrance. Most of them were me. Now Regal sucks chant. See, this is why I hate people. Small pocketed Regal chant of about 2 people. Now, Christian misses a plancha. Gets in the ring on 9. Unprettier reverse to a nice T-bone by Regal. Regal misses his running knee strike, knee trembler thing. Unprettier 3 count. like the Regal. Now Zeke and Ryder versus Shelton and Goldust. Huzzah! Goldust gets the hoss pops, unfortunately. I clapped like hell, but no one else did. Shelton Benjamin, seriously, crowd was dead for this entire match. Shelton leaves the ring. Zack Ryder, So Shelton and Zack Ryder are running the ropes. Shelton leaves the ring, but Ryder keeps on running the ropes for like a minute for the lulls. Now one person shouts, "Let's go Goldust," and doesn't catch on. Though after a while, a "Let's go Shelton" chant does start, so Goldust gets part of that by default. A same moonsault by Benjamin onto Zeke. Goldust hits the curtain call and picks up the pin. Yay! Unfortunately, no Dreamer or Hurricane on this. And up next, World Heavyweight Championship casket match main event. Druid music for the casket entrance. It was really good seeing this one in person. Druid music. Then Undertaker gets the delayed entrance. His music's playing. Where is he? Where is he? The lights out. It feels very surreal being in the arena for Undertaker's entrance. So then Undertaker comes out. Let's see. The pop of the night, definitely. Now the match begins after much delaying from his opponent, CM Punk. Punk gets thrown over the ropes and goes over onto the coffin and then runs away comically. Punk attempts to copy the old school, but it gets reversed. Springboard forearm caught in a chokeslam. That's reversed. GTS, which is escaped, and then the chokeslam hits. Now, last ride into the coffin, but that gets escaped. He's going forward over the ropes. Punk slips down, hits a GTS, but Taker kicks out, I believe. Now, Punk is in the casket. Taker's in the casket. Punk's trying to close it. Taker sits up and chokes him. Now Punk starts using a chair. Tombstone! Tombstone Piledriver, Punk in the coffin. Undertaker closes it and goes over. Tombstone Piledriver! And so on. And then, rest in peace. Now this is very amusing, because this isn't like in those American shows where the fans all stay around to the show ends. The second that casket closed, I'd say about 2,000 people jumped out of their seats and sprinted for the exit. You know, Undertaker's little rest in peace promo afterwards was delivered to like half an audience, which is lulzy. So, I'm basically, that's all I wanted to put that little file in. We're going to hear Thaddeus' quick opinion on that show, because he was with me, and then more to follow, which will either be by me or with Jaw. Thank you for that, Thaddeus. That is all. Okay. I am now going to review Raw and ECW alone, because Josh isn't online. It also occurred to me that I forgot to watch SmackDown, so yeah, about that. I'll just look at the results and do a quick SmackDown bit, because I didn't actually watch it. It was unimportant. Now then, let's see, we've got Raw here. Wait, did I do SmackDown? No, I didn't. Okay.
Raw wow. Wow. Raw. Monday Night Raw.
Raw, we find out that Piper, Rowdy Roddy Piper, is the host, and now accidentally the Iron Sheik. Okay, so the Iron Sheik happens, and like that. Now US title match occurs as the opening contest, The Miz versus MVP. Ballin occurs, Playmaker, then that misses, corner boot, then Miz hits the Phil Nelson stroke and goes over for the ARG. Now Santino versus Chavo. Santino is wearing a jersey for every New York sports team ever, because they're in New York City. They in fact are in Madison Square Garden, with a crazy side entrance. So thing going on. So, yeah, now Santino keeps pulling off jerseys, and it's another New York one, and everyone's cheering. Then he has a Phillies one, and everyone's like, oh. Then he pulls it off, and it's another New York one. It's like, yay! Then the match, that took longer than the actual match, I believe. Chavo hits the Three Amigos, goes for a frog splash. Santino rolls away. Chavo goes to the other side of the ring, rolls away. Goes to the other side, they do it four times, Santino keeps rolling away. It was a relatively funny moment and a relatively funny match until hornswoggling happens for the distraction. Santino roll up over. Huzzah! Even though I hate hornswoggle and I want to arg, Santino actually won a match, so I get the huzzah. Now DX out, and yeah, the entrance area is
so
weird.
That
I noted
made me
down.
Unhappy, as you can
and then
tell.
I wrote on ah. Now Triple H and Shawn
okay,
Michaels
so
say,
Triple H
no matter who wins
he doesn't
the title, it doesn't matter because,
for some reason,
because
DX
everything that's
has
what
the
you
title
do.
When you're in
interesting
DX,
that Triple H said that because
cool
of course he's the one
kids.
Who would get it.
Actually,
now,
that's just consider
the
letting
kids right there. It's
join
cool
them, and I wrote
not
down a
to
huge
understand words. Okay, so I was very upset. We don't like Hornswoggle. DX has never been Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle has never been in DX. DX was G-Generation X, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels. Then, of course, Road Dogg and X-Pac and Mr. Ass and China and such like. No Hornswoggling existed. I was very annoyed. I thought they were going to let him join. He gets in. They all stand in a row. They're all ready to do the suck sit and stuff. And I was very upset. Triple H now says, you know, he does his lies. Oh, let's get ready to... And then kicks Hornswoggle right in the gut. Puts him in pedigree position. Now, you see, just before this happened, I've been saying, come on, I just wish he would pedigree him rather than let him join. And then he didn't. Actually, you can see my notice says pedigree him plicks. Then they did the DX spiel. Let's get ready to... Pedigree! Yes! First good thing Triple H has done in a very long time, if not ever. And then they put him on a mini stretcher. This was absolutely awesome because Triple H pedigreed Hornswoggle. This is almost as good as that time Shawn Michaels superkicked the little girl in that one skit at the restaurant place. Now then, it's about time I point out that you may have noticed there has been a substantial lack of Thaddeus, because I've pretty much decided that we don't really need him on the wrestling portion of the show. So, I tried to get a replacement co-host for Josh, and by tried, I mean I said to someone like, hey, you free right now, and then they were offline, and yeah. So, okay, now we get a Madison Square Garden recap vid, which is pretty cool. And now some completely unknown dude announces a Divas match. Divas title Lumberjill match. Fast forward time. Melina retains title. Now, I think. Now Rowdy Roddy Piper comes out and we get a 10-second shot of a fan wearing a Ring of Honor shirt, which was a bit lol. And the cameraman wouldn't go look away. Someone got fired. Now Piper reminisces. And now he wants one more match. But he wants it right here, right now, tonight, at Madison Square Garden versus Vince. So Vince's music hits, and out comes the boss. Vince says no, he retires from ring action. And Piper is washed up and a disgrace. Now Sheamus out to issue an open challenge, and then instead beats up the timekeeper, and the king gets up to help, and then gets bicycle kicked for the lulls. Luckily, Matt Stryker just happens to come out and help and fill in on commentary, but Cole explains that he lives in New York City and he was at the show, which is true. It would be funny if he was sitting... I wanted to see him actually sitting in the crowd, and then the king gets kicked and is like, aha! And he runs down and, you know, says, hey, I actually work for the company. You can let me over. I'm going to commentate now. Hey, look, I got a text from Vince on the phone here. No. But, It's better than sometimes. I remember one time someone got beat up and JR filled in on the show. He wasn't even on that show, and he just randomly came out and joined commentary, and like no one mentioned why he just happened to be waiting backstage. Now then, let's see what happens. Jack Swagger versus Evan Bourne again. Flying double knees from the Evan Bourne moonsault, but gets caught on the shoulder, and he was going for the Wang Yang moonsault, caught on the shoulder. Rammed into all the turnbuckles, red, white, and blue thunderbomb. Sheamus Swagger over for the ARG, because I don't like Swagger, and I do like the Evan Bourne. Okay, so the only good thing that happened on Raw thus far was Triple H pedigreeing Hornswoggle. Now Piper out for the street fight with Vince. Orton comes out and beats up Piper, but Kofi for the save, and then a brawl in the crowd. That's because Kofi and Orton are captaining opposing teams at Survivor Series, which is apparently this weekend. Oop, I will not be watching it. Now Kofi, let's see. He beats up Orton with some technical equipment and then puts him on a production table. Stands on a rail, but the refs pull him down before he can do a splash or something. Now he runs back and hits the super double leg drop, which was Coolio. And now for the main... And it's time, as Todd Grisham would say on Bottom Line, for the main event! And pull in the cameras. Now a purple glow and smoke happens, and for no reason, because it's not a casket match or anything, druids come out, flaming torches happen, and they line the aisle. I think just because it's at Madison Square Garden, really. Spooky chanting occurs, gong, lights out, and Undertaker. Interesting that the druids never come out to help him anytime he's getting, you know, double teamed or anything like that, getting beat up by dudes. Now, wait, all three men are legal, and it's a six-man tag. You've got DX, Jericho, and Cena and Taker, I think. Strange that three men are in the ring and they each tag in their own tag partner, which is what you'd expect. Usually they have like two men in the ring and then crazy tagging and like tagging your opponents and stuff. Doesn't make any sense. This was a relatively enjoyable match. Superkick on the Big Show, Codebreaker on the Shawn Michaels, Chokeslam on the Jericho, and now an FU also on someone, and now Undertaker tombstones his partner Cena for the closing lulls of the night. And that is that's Raw. Now we have ECW.
ECW
Extreme Championship Wrestling. That tune may have been lied. Now then, ECW. CM Punk returns to ECW for some reason. Now Zack Ryder out with a girl who is evidently Rosa Mendez, who is evidently unimportant. Fire them both. Now Rosa is incredibly annoying and talks about shopping and I don't care. Zack Ryder versus Shelton Benjamin again, but not tonight though. And now Zack Ryder punches Shelton Benjamin, and now better things happen. We have a video package in an age that needs a hero or something. Justice wears a mask, and it's a video package of the Hurricane, really, really good and well put together. It's all in black and white, but the Hurricane suit is still green, and really epic hero versus villain, like comic book movie hero villain type of thing. Superhero, really good. But the big question is, if he loses, he has to unmask. Will we find out his true identity? Didn't we already know his true identity when he said, like, a couple years back, he's like, I'm not gonna be the Hurricane anymore. I am Gregory Helms. I don't need to be the Hurricane and hide behind a mask and pander to the fans. I'll care about myself. I'm gonna wear sunglasses. I'm gonna get hurt my neck and disappear for a year or two. Doesn't anyone remember that? He was a bad guy, cocky heel, then he came back and he was called Hurricane Helms, and he was like a mixture of Gregory Helms and the Hurricane, and he was like a good guy and he was doing Hurricane moves, but he looked like Gregory Helms, and then he became the Hurricane again. But he became Gregory Helms and started doing interviews, but he was also the Hurricane. And in his little video for the first few weeks, on the back it actually said Hurricane Helms, and they're pretending it's not the same person, but we know because it's obvious. Am I the only one who gets this? Also Shane Helms from WCW. Now then, let's see, where are we? Yeah, so this doesn't make any sense, but I'm liking it anyway. Quite a lot, in fact. Now the Hurricane versus Paul Burchill. Mask versus career. Hurricane Rana through the ropes, then I note down that I like Katie Lee. Now, yeah, that's what I wrote down. Wasn't he Hurricane Helms just a few months ago? Yes. Eye of the Hurricane reversed. Now, see, here he has four finishers. Shining Wizard, Eye of the Hurricane, the Hurra Chokeslam, and a splash from the top rope. Crossbody, that is. Hurra Chokeslam exists because he was in a tag team with Kane, and he was the Hurricane, so he did the, Kane did the Chokeslam, he did the Hurra Chokeslam. That's the gimmick. Understand it, Plux. So now, let's see. Eye of the Hurricane is reversed, and wait, what? Pete, I think I've written my notes to say Pete HC, I think. I have no idea what that's supposed to mean. Right. Okay. Oh, no, wait. Now I have the Hurricane reversed again, and the Northern Lights suplex was hit by Burchill, and I wrote down I'm liking Paul Burchill's moves here. So this is a move Burchill did. Ah! It was a Pele kick, I believe. A Pele kick. That's not a line across the T. That's an acute on the E. And kick, that's not an H. That's a K. And that's not a dot, it's an I. And the other K is missing. So, now, over the top rope. Off the Hurricane jumps off the top rope. Sits down on Burchill's shoulders and hits the Hurricane Rana. And now Shining Wizard... but Katie going for it, but Katie Lee distracts him. Brainbuster, and I wrote down, no! Kick out! Huzzah! Now I had a gimmick idea. You ready? Fantasy gimmick booking things. The Hurricane is a superhero, so he can never lose. How awesome would this be? Picture this. Hurricane is wrestling all these huge guys that are hitting finishers on him, you know, Batista bombs and such like, tombstone pile drivers, but he can never lose because he's a superhero. He just keeps kicking out and gets back up. This would be so epic. This needs to happen right now. Make it happen. Double double E. Okay, so next, let's see. Eye of the Hurricane hit for the third time. He hits it this time, but there's a kick out. Now I wrote down, do the Hurricane Choke Slam, but he doesn't. Goes for his flying crossbody, but it's avoided. And they end up fighting on the top rope. Now Hurricane hits what it looked like a facebuster, or possibly an attempt at a neckbreaker, from the top rope. Hurricane over, match of the week. Huzzah! Bye-bye Burchill from ECW. Now I have another idea. Burchill becomes a pirate again. He goes so crazy that he's been beaten by the Hurricane, he becomes a pirate again, Pirate Paul Burchill, and teams up with the Hurricane. Okay, okay, are you liking this idea, people? Pirate Paul Burchill teams up with the Hurricane. Okay? Maybe at first they say it's the only way you can keep your job, and then he just gets into it and becomes a face and it's all fine. I mean, is anyone seeing this idea? Is anyone feeling this? This needs to happen right now. We want Pirate Paul. Okay, so now onto the new page of notes. Wait there. I can't find my other page of notes. Oh no, wait, here it is. Okay. Let's see. Now GM lady comes out. She fails. No, she doesn't come out. Sorry, she's in her office. Tiffany, she fails miserably because she's in the ECW office and has a WCW poster advertising the DVD or some best, the new best of WCW DVD or whatever it is on her wall. I'm sorry, isn't WCW the company that tried to kill ECW? Does anyone remember this? Does anyone remember when Bischoff and Paul Heyman happened at One Night Stand that time? The real animosity that existed there? Does anyone, I mean, is anyone else not realizing that this is a complete failure here? Paul Heyman would explode at a WCW poster being in the ECW office. What place is this? And now she teaches us that, she teaches the kids that it, because this is PG show, good for the kids. She teaches us that it's antisocial not to drink alcohol. CM Punk comes in, and he's like, I'm straight edge, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I'm awesome, and but you don't do drugs and you don't smoke, but I hear you drink. And she's like, well, yeah, I'm not going to be a boring person, antisocial person sitting in the corner, I drink with my friends. You should loosen up and have some fun. So this is what she's actually teaching the children and the five-year-old Cinemarks who are watching this show. Now a random match with dude versus other dude. The most interesting point from this match was that the ring announcer was so bad. This ring announcer lady, horrible. I mean, her voice raises at the end of everything. She's like, interesting, the Hurricane! Shelton Benjamin? It's like a question. What is going on? Okay, that was her pitiful attempt at it. This is how ring announcing should be done. Now, I had to do noise removal on those to try to remove the fan cheering and make it a bit quieter so you could hear the ring announcing, but you see the idea. He's like, you know, if they were trying to get them both saying the same thing, he'd be like, welcome to Monday Night Raw! And she's like, welcome to Monday Night Raw! And it's just horrible. Okay, that one there was Tony Chimmel. That's another example of a good ring announcer. If you want to hear a good female ring announcer, then let's have a look at Lillian Garcia. She still does it better than this person.
I'm gonna bring you Monday Night Raw!
And just for completion, I'm gonna stick in a Justin Roberts clip as well, because he's pretty good too.
And new World Heavyweight Champion!
All better than this girl here, Lauren Mayhew, I believe is her name. Now, where was I? Oh yes, to the main event. William Regal and CM Punk versus Christian and K-Quick. R-Truth. Christian and R-Truth stereo missile dropkicks, which is pretty cool. Now a plancher by R-Truth onto Punk. Now, this is a question. Do you think Punk and Regal could get together for some tea and biscuits? Because Punk doesn't like the alcohol and stuff, and Regal's always drinking tea, because he's English. I think they could get together. Didn't he ever try to have a tea and crumpets session with Jericho once at ringside? Jericho upturned the table. Anyway, I think this week could be pretty cool. Unless, of course, Punk is so straight-edge he won't even have the tea, because it has caffeine in it, then he sucks. Unprettier on Punk, Regal interrupts with his running knee and a GTS on Christian. Punk and Regal over, yay! And there was a huge sign that said LOL in the crowd. Ha. Oh, I also missed a little bit just before that match. Backstage, Christian now teaches us, to follow up on what Tiffany did earlier, Christian teaches us that being straight edge and not taking the drugs makes you a nerd. Arg. So that's the life lessons from ECW, and also the ring announcer is crap. Okay, now I'm going to see if I can find this week's SmackDown results, and I'll just go through them and comment on them, since I didn't watch it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm going to have to fail, am I? Something about a bandicoot, I think, is the correct procedure. Let's see. WWE.com/shows/SmackDown/results. Let's try that. Dun 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 dun. See that last YouTube video I got that clip of Justin Roberts from? It was from a video WWE Championship announced wrong. It was supposed to say, he said WWE chip was what he's meant to say, and he accidentally said World Heavyweight Championship, and there's like a video, and it's, oh, huge catastrophe. Some of the internet wrestling community are just such nerds. Okay, SmackDown results are loading. Do 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 do. It's great for the listeners, this bit. This week's wrestling portion is obviously a lot shorter than last week's because we don't have general discussion happening because I'm alone this week. Just to point that out to you. Okay, here we go. Batista defeated Matt Hardy. Now, I'm going to use this little write-up here. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. First thing. Right. Oh, wait, I've got a message. I better check that. It's probably more important than SmackDown. Okay. See, this isn't in order, is it? I don't know. I don't understand the question. Interesting, I found out that Yolanda was out and would have, if we had a method of doing this where she could call, like rather than using Skype. So if I was on like Blog Talk Radio, or I think it works with TalkShoe, which Josh is trying to get us set up with, I think I'm signed up for that, but if I knew how to host a show on that, she could have called in and we could have reviewed Raw, because she was actually there, and we could have done it together. Oops. Okay, I've just, like, interrupt the whole thing, something I paused for about half an hour or more, trying to get Yolanda on the show because she'd been at Raw and she was going to come on and provide her thoughts on the live show, atmosphere at the show, but she didn't have Skype, right? What if we try this thing that Josh was trying to get me set up on, the talk show? Let's go for that, because I've set up an account on that. She has one, it's all easy to go. Oh no, wait. She has a phone. She doesn't actually have a headset or a mic, so it won't let us. She's in the call, but now I can't hear her, and she's muted, and she can't hear me, and I can't unmute her, and now nothing's working, and it won't record the call. Right, forget that. Let's have a look. Blog Talk Radio. Oh no, wait. You need to schedule a call like a week in advance on there. Okay. What if we try Skype, and then can she call me on Skype? Okay, no. You can, but you've got to like go to some, register on a different site and then trick Skype into thinking it's calling you and you're calling it, and there's too much hassle. Okay, now let's try Skype. I get a free call, so I can call her. You're supposed to call a landline, because then if mobile calls may be short on your free call, but well, okay, whatever. We'll see how long we've got. Let's try it. Free call. Oh, no, wait. You need £10 worth of credit before you can make your free call because it's an international call and because Skype is bad. Okay. Now I just found out when I'm recording, there's a post-production there, there's a repeat option. You may have noticed that ARG repeated. Now when I made those two songs on the Dean Sings on the main show and they had a repeating rhythm that went like... That was actually me copying and pasting that note over and over again, not knowing there was a repeat option, and then having another bit with like a drum or like a tap line, one lined up with the dance, and then a click between the dance, and lining them all up and copying and pasting the whole thing and spending hours, and there was a repeat. Anyway, what was I doing again? Oh yeah, SmackDown.
Lay the smack down. It's a SmackDown. And Friday night SmackDown with the wrestling and the people and the things. SmackDown. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. SmackDown. We've got... See, I think this is the right order. Let's give him the main event first. I'll do that last. So we had Batista to Jim Hardy. So he beat him up. Three consecutive Spine Busters and a Batista bomb, and absolutely squashed and destroyed Matt Hardy, one of the most popular guys in the company. And then we'll beat up and kill Rey Mysterio at Survivor Series. The fact that Batista destroys McGee, beat up Matt Hardy, gets
YARG!
Now Tyson Kidd defeated Rey Mysterio via a disqualification while Batista silently commentated. Uh Asu Batista. Helped or something. I don't understand. Now Intercontinental Champion thing for the Intercontinental Championship. 2 out of 3 falls match. John Morrison versus Dolph Ziggler. Morrison retained. Huzzah! Even though he had a major rib injury, the guru of greatness, the Friday Night Delight, John Morrison. Heroically, he rallied back to overcome Dolph Ziggler. 2 falls to 1. CM Punk's straight edge intervention. Let's see. A one-man intervention on the WWE Universe. I hate that term. Showing us all how to survive by disposing of cigarettes, prescription pills, and alcohol into a metal trash can. R-Truth out to beat up Punk. Okay. And hurting Punk's ribs. Punk, remember how Punk had rib injuries for about a straight year? Now Drew McIntyre defeats Finlay for the double underhook, double arm underhook DDT. Right. And now Mickie James defeats Layla in the Uncared For Divas match. And main event time. Undertaker, Kane, the Brothers of Destruction versus Unified Tag Team Champions Jericho. No contest. So what happened? Let's see. Basically anarchy, I believe. Undertaker and Kane are both done. So let's see. The intense is destined to descend into absolute bedlam from the beginning. When the world's largest athlete, the Big Show, stormed into the ring to break up the dead man's dreaded go-go pata, he drew the wrath of the Big Red Machine Kane, igniting an all-out free-for-all, left the official no choice but declaring a contest. Undertaker and Kane are both done. Jericho seizes the moment and delivers a surprise codebreaker to his own partner, the Big Show. The first ever undisputed WWE champion snatched up the world title and held it high above his head, sending a definitive message that this Sunday's preview will truly be everyone for himself. Okski dokski. And that's your SmackDown. Barely worth it, was it? And yeah. That's this for the wrestling show. Hopefully next week it'll be more like last week with general discussion. We'll get Josh on and chatting and things. For now, don't forget to download the main show and thethedeanshow.blogspot.com for all things relating to the show, and of course come back here next week. The Dean Show Wrestling featured The Dean. Intro and voiceover by Danny from The Sanjay Show. Outro music by Trapdoor from the song What I Had. thedeanshow.blogspot.com.